2008.
Oh, baby. Oh, what you want? Went down to the crossroads. Got down to my mojo, black cat, whatever.
In Nicky's opinion, the whole Americana thing had gone beyond a joke. He watched the lads sprawled on the big leather studio sofas. Lol in his trucker cap. Jimmy trying to play slide on his shiny new national, making gravelly noises in his throat like he was some old blues man, instead of a skinny Essex electrician son with a smack habit. You're all wankers, he told them. Went Jimmy. Ned was on the phone to his accountant. No one looked up. Fuck it, he thought. Fuck this, and fuck them. Out in the car park, the sun beat down out of a boring blue LA sky. Nicky smoked a fag and watched the Mexicans hanging about on the corner, same as every day. According to the engineer, they were waiting for someone to come past in a lorry and give them a job. Gardening. Carrying stuff on a building site. What a life. Think about it, he'd said to Lol. One roll of the dice, and it could have been us. Know what I mean? Not me, went Lol. I'm too tall to be a Mexican. What happened? 3 years ago, they'd been running around Camden, blagging into shows, doing crap speed in the bogs at the Good Mixer. Not a care in the world. And now look. Of course, most people would sell their grandmothers to be in a band like theirs. If you get the big tap on the shoulder, hit singles and telly and that, then start moaning about how it's not all it's cracked up to be, you shouldn't be surprised if you get treated like a mental case. You're living the dream, right? So shut up. He'd learned pretty quickly to keep certain things to himself. Smile and talk bollocks to journalists. Don't tell them you lie awake at night wondering why you aren't more happy. Klonopin, Ambien, Percocet, Xanax. He ought not to point the finger at Jimmy. His own bathroom was like a chemist's shop. He was leaning on Noah's car, a lovely old Merc convertible sprayed with multicoloured hippie swirls. You could tell which one was the studio by the cars. All the buildings on the block looked the same. Big grey bunkers with metal doors. Only one had this collection of motors outside. There was his own orange Camaro, rented back when they first arrived, and he was excited by America. Jimmy's Porsche skewed across two spaces.